In Sierra Leone, a dangerous synthetic drug known as Kush is wreaking havoc among the youth, leaving trash-filled streets littered with young men and boys lost in addiction. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. With limited healthcare services available, communities are grappling with the crisis in desperate ways. In the capital's Bombay suburb, a group of concerned individuals took matters into their own hands after witnessing the devastating impact of Kush on a colleague's brother. Their grassroots effort to establish a treatment center, albeit unconventional, has shown some success stories. Christian Johnson, 21, recounts his journey to recovery after being confined to a room for 2 months by volunteers. Motivated by familial ties and the fear of squandering his future, Johnson emerged from the ordeal with a renewed sense of purpose. The treatment center's methods, including confinement and chaining in extreme cases, mirror practices once employed by the country's psychiatric hospital. Despite the austere conditions, the center has treated scores of individuals, offering a glimmer of hope amid the epidemic. Even a 13-year-old boy found refuge there, much to the gratitude of his father, who had reached his wit's end. Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio has declared war on Kush, recognizing it as a national threat. A task force has been mobilized to tackle drug abuse through a multifaceted approach encompassing law enforcement, prevention, and treatment. Kush's composition remains a mystery, compounded by its ever-changing nature. The drug's synthetic blend poses challenges for intervention efforts, with health officials struggling to keep pace with its evolution. The toll of Kush addiction is grim, with individuals suffering from lethargy, desperation, and deteriorating health. While official statistics on Kush-related deaths and hospital admissions are scarce, the surge in addiction cases has overwhelmed the country's sole psychiatric hospital. Sierra Leone's battle against Kush extends beyond healthcare, with societal implications rippling through communities. Principal Lucini of the West Africa Drug Policy Network underscores the urgency of addressing the crisis, warning of its corrosive effects on families and communities. Nonprofit organizations like Social Linkages for Youth Development and ChildLink are at the forefront of education and advocacy efforts. Former users turned peer educators share their harrowing experiences to dissuade others from falling prey to addiction. Despite these efforts, challenges persist, particularly in curbing the drugs supply chain. Habib Kamara of SLITL emphasizes the need for targeted law enforcement to dismantle manufacturing operations fueling the crisis. For parents like Memunachu Kamara, the struggle is deeply personal. Watching her son succumb to addiction has brought shame and despair. With limited options available, she pins her hopes on organizations like the Bombay Community for a chance at redemption. Sierra Leone faces a daunting battle against Kush, one that threatens its youth and future prosperity. As the country grapples with this epidemic, concerted efforts are needed to stem its tide and safeguard the well-being of its citizens. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.